Meet farmer Hans Hayden. Not long ago, he stood at the edge of his drought-withered spring wheat field and described how it should look at this time of year.
It should be twice as tall. They should have really thick, bushy heads because they'd be full of seeds. It would actually look like a wheat field. At this point in time, it kind of looks like a desert.
Not far away, farmer Jim Teedy marveled at his own beautiful crop. Looking out at it, Teedy had a different note in his voice, one of barely contained glee.
Oh yeah, you spend all year babying it and pampering it and watering it and fertilizing it just right, and now's the payday.
Teedy's farm sits over the Snake River aquifer. He can pump 3,000 gallons of water per minute onto his fields of wheat, potatoes, corn, and sugar beets in this year when drought has decimated crops across the country, pushing prices up. That water will make a big difference to Teedy's bottom line. Hayden has no such luck. He's what's called a dryland farmer, one who has no choice but to wait for rain. Here's the thing about Hans Hayden and Jim Teedy. They make their livings on southeast Idaho's fertile farm ground. It's land passed down from their homesteader grandfathers. But the similarities more or less stop there.
Well, it's called the opportunity of having water.
Stan Gortzma spent 34 years as the extension agent in Power County, where Hayden and Teedy farm.
If you can grow higher income crops than grain, such as field corn, sugar beets, potatoes, the dry farmer doesn't have that option. His option is if he wants to farm, he can grow grain, he can grow safflower, or he can have a summer fallow field.
An irrigated farmer has more options, but his costs go up too. Jim Teedy estimates he spent $300 per acre to grow wheat this year. For dryland farmer Hans Hayden, the per acre cost was much lower, about $80. In a normal year, even though Teedy's fields are more productive, his high costs mean he breaks even on wheat. He grows it only because he needs it in his crop rotation. Hayden, on the other hand, usually makes a pretty good profit. For him, this is the rare year when that won't be the case. But Teedy's wheat will pay him well because prices are high. At the General Mills grain elevators in American Falls, giant trucks full of freshly harvested wheat line up every which way, waiting to unload. Inside, Superintendent John Peake looks on as grain pours from the back of an idling semi.
We dumped 325 trucks yesterday, which is roughly 175,000 bushels. That's a lot of wheat.
He says the drought that's hurt dryland farmers like Hans Hayden won't have a big impact on local production. Peak will still send out rail car after rail car, each holding 220,000 pounds of wheat. But he knows some farmers won't fare well.
I mean, being a dryland farmer in southeast Idaho is a tough deal. The ground doesn't hold moisture very long. It was a windy year. It was hot early. It was just a tough year to be a dryland farmer.
What everyone here will tell you, though, is that irrigated farmers aren't immune. They have enough water this year, thanks to the heavy snowfall that came the winter before last. It filled reservoirs to their brims. But if the dry conditions keep up, stores could run low. And if that happens, Hans Hayden says, irrigated farmers with their big upfront costs will be in a tough position. He and other dryland farmers will have less at risk.
We're playing the penny slots and they're playing the $100 poker game. We both can win and we both can lose. They make a lot of money when they make it and they lose a lot of money when they lose it because there's so much more money involved.
And that, Hayden says, is one more reason why he's glad to be a dryland wheat farmer, even in a bad, hot year like this one. For State Impact Idaho, I'm Molly Messick.